Blog Talk Radio.
Coleman of the Gospel Group Perfect Anointing, and you have just tuned in to That's Right, Coffee With Us with your host, moi, Ava Coleman. I have my husband with me, but he's not going to be, unfortunately, with me tonight. I also have my son that'll be joining. Yes, that's right, Zell. And I also have a friend of mine that's going to be sharing with us. Her name is Nicole Smith. We call her Nikki. And I'm just giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise, amen, because she had a wonderful service on just the other night at Perfect Anointed Ministries located at 3714 West Bank Expressway. That's right, suite number 9 at our church. And I tell you what, she flowed in the spirit. I'm telling you, the Lord had his way with her. And I just want to give God the glory for my sister. She's going to be doing several things with us, and I'm just honoring and giving God the praise, amen, for her. We go way back, y'all. We used to sing in a singing group many years ago, and the Lord, she surfaced again, so now the Lord is using our ministries together, so we giving God the praise, amen. But I am Ava Coleman, praise the Lord, and I'm very excited because this is the Christmas season, and I'm very excited about it. This is one of the best times to me. I can't speak for everyone else, but it's one of the best times of the year for me as an individual who is, I am a giver, y'all. You know, it is more blessed to give than it truly is to receive, and that's where I just love to give out Christmas gifts, give out time, give out anything that I could do. We have our food drive where we donate food to homes. We just most recently had an event in the Lord Night War, praise the Lord, and we fed over 120 families, so I give God the praise for that, amen. And there's no telling what God is getting ready to do even before the rest of this year is out. So I'm excited because I have my play coming, praise the Lord, called Yes, Love Has Everything to Do With It. I have my host and I have my co-host and all of these people I got to continue to pray for. They are getting their part slowly, but I give God the praise, amen, because I know that the enemy cannot stop the plans of God. He can't stop. He try to hinder it or slow it down, but he cannot stop it. So I want you guys to be encouraged, and I want you guys to also know that I am encouraged, and sometimes you really do have to encourage yourself, and you just got to know that you're going to press forward irregardless to how you matter or how the situation may look. You have to keep going. See, you can be working behind the scenes, and you know what? It's a true statement. When people don't know what you're doing, they tend to speculate, but that's okay. Praise the Lord. But God knows what you're doing, and he knows what you're trying to get done for him. Amen. And sometimes it just be a little bit of delay, but the blessing is not denied. So we give God once again the praise, the honor, and the glory. Now, the song that you were listening to that just came on is titled Champion. It was written by the gospel group Perfect Anointing, hallelujah. And this song, let me tell you something about this song. This song is boasting in the Lord about pressing forward irregardless to what your situation seems like you're still a champion. And let me tell you something, there's nothing that you can do ever, ever that God won't ever forgive you for. He's such a loving Father, and he knows your heart. He knows your intentions. He knows your mind. He knows what you're going to do. He knows what's going to come out of your mouth before it even comes out. So we have to praise God, amen, that he is a forgiving Father in that manner. But he wants you also to know that he's such a loving Father that he made you a champion. And I want you to be encouraged right now. I don't care what you have encountered, what you've gone through, who has said what to you, who has offended you, who has done whatever to you. You are a champion. And the reason why you're being attacked the way that you're being attacked is because there's greatness that has to come out of you. Hallelujah. So sometimes when we mistake as the devil coming up against us, hallelujah, sometimes God uses challenges like that to get you to push forward or to get you to move or to get you to do something that he has for you to do. Or sometimes he has a blessing that's waiting for you, and he will allow certain things to come up against you to get you to get to the blessed place. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody ought to be shouting on that. I just said something right there. Sometimes he has to use circumstances and situations to get you to move or to get you to run. Because some blessings he just has only with your name on them. Hallelujah. So we give God the glory and we give him the praise. Amen, for pressing forward. Hallelujah. So, God, we just want to thank you right now. We just want to take a moment out in prayer. God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for those who have tuned in, hallelujah, to the line, and those who are just listening, oh, God. We just want to lift them up. You know the situation. You know their circumstances, God, and we pray that you would just touch right now, heal, deliver, and set free. Somebody needs you, God. Somebody is listening that may not want to say anything. They just want to just hear a word from you. So there is a word from the Lord, and I can hear the Lord saying, I got this. All you need to do is to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Just let him do the work. Hallelujah. I give you all glory, God, all honor, and all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we seal this prayer. We say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, God, we just want to thank you right now, Lord God, how you are moving in our ministry. We do give you all glory. We thank you for the CD compilation that's coming. Hallelujah. For the concert that's coming and the concerts that are coming even before the end of the year is out, saints. We're going to bring New Year's in right there at Perfect Anointing Ministries located at 3714 West Bank Expressway, Suite Number 9. We are looking to fill the house. We want the glory cloud to come down. That's right. We want the praise dancers. We want the singers. We want the band. We want the whole thing right there at Perfect Anointing Ministries. Our program's going to begin 8 o'clock p.m. till 10, because sometimes families like to be home, you know, for the New Year's praying with their family and loved ones. Praise the Lord. And you know how it can get. It can get a little rowdy with all the shooting and all. So we want to make sure that everybody's home protected and safe. Amen. And be careful, guys, when you go out, because there's so much that goes on New Year's Eve. It's already really, really a lot of shooting. But right now, they're getting their guns prepared to be shooting and the cannons. And it sounds like a war zone sometimes out there on New Year's Day as well as New Year's night. So we just want to give God the glory for protecting us. Hallelujah. And as I said, this is the Christmas season, so we do have our Christmas single, Hallelujah, that we're going to be playing. But I want you guys to know that there are going to be other artist songs that we're going to play. Even if we don't get to them tonight, I just would like to share this with you, that we have some music by the Unstoppable Gospel Creators, Hallelujah. We have some music right now by, what is his name? His name is LaQuint, Dr. E. LaQuint Weaver and the Hallelujah Singers. And they have an awesome CD, praise the Lord. I also have some music by Pastor Donzell Hughes, hallelujah, the Letting Me Live. I love that concept. I love that concept, and I love that CD, praise the Lord. We also have Brother Paul Puckett, hallelujah. His really name is Ricky Paul, but They call him Paul Puckett. And I will be playing some of his songs as well as a lot of other artists. I have Favor on board. Hallelujah. We give God the praise for Teha Tashi from Nigeria. Hallelujah. There are so many songs. But I just want to thank God that you guys are tuning in. And also that you would submit your songs to avacoleman63@gmail.com, your MP3s or your WAV files, so that I could, especially your Christmas song. You know I'm going to be playing them. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about all the independent artists out there. That's right. Where those that don't ever get the opportunity to have airplay, you can send your songs right to me and I will play them. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We're giving them all the honor and we're giving them the praise. God is opening up ways for you not only to be able to listen to the song, but if you would like to be a guest right here, that's right. We are located, that's right, right? Our studios is built in our home. Hallelujah. And we're located right here at 2404 West Sunny Mead in Harvey, Louisiana. Hallelujah. We also have our Perfect Anointed Performing Arts Studio located at 1820. That's Franklin Avenue in Gretna, Louisiana. So we give God, we have open mic services there, hallelujah. We have our bookstore there. And we just want to just welcome you guys to come and fill in wherever you feel the need to. Praise God. But please do not be a stranger. You can also contact us at Erica 504-914-1923, which is our cell, and our office 504-328-4860. And you can ask to speak with Anthony or Ava Coleman or the Gospel Group Perfect Anointing. So we give God praise once again, honor and the glory. Now, I'm going to be listening to our single Christmas Time, Praise the Lord. It's also available on iTunes and CD, Baby, Amazon, MP3, only for 99 cents, guys. That's right. Just 99 cents. Hallelujah. So we just want to praise his holy name. Amen. Is that all right? Come on. Praise him with me, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Christmas time. Hold on. Well, that was the beautiful single, Christmas Time, by the gospel group Perfect Anointing from Harvey, Louisiana. Listen, you guys can also be a guest on the line if you'd like to speak with me. Praise the Lord. You can contact 646, well, beginning with the area code 646-716-9807. Again, that number is 646-716-9807. Or you can call 504-914-1923. And that would be me, the guest of the show. I am Ava Coleman, praise the Lord. Now, the name of this show is called Coffee with Us. Now, you can't have a show called Coffee with Us unless you have a cup of coffee. Y'all know I don't drink coffee on a regular basis, but I've been drinking me some coffee to stay awake for the project that I've been working on. Amen. So I need you guys to pray for me and pray my strength in the Lord, hallelujah, that I will just complete the projects in the timely manner that I need to get them completed in. Hallelujah. Somebody shout. Glory to God. It can be kind of challenging sometimes for all of you who have been doing so much, and sometimes you have a deadline to meet, praise the Lord, but sometimes you can't meet the deadline because it just seems like you're juggling so many different projects, praise the Lord. So we just pray that God would give each and every one of us what you call a balance, hallelujah, that he would lead us and guide us and direct us in the right area that we need to be in order for us to receive the blessing that he has for us and be in the right places and be connected to the right person that we need to be connected to for that particular season, for that to that blessing to even come forth. Amen? Come on, somebody. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. So I don't want you to to beat yourselves up when you miss the deadline or when you miss the season. Hallelujah. Just go on. Keep going. Pray for strength. Pray for direction. Pray for God to lead you. And pray for God to give you people who are going to cooperate with you to get the mission accomplished, because you can't work with a team that's fighting against you. You have to work as a team, even if you're going to have disagreements with one another, but at least you'll have an understanding where you can, you know, you can surpass that, hallelujah, and all that, getting an understanding. You got to be able to work together, and you got to be connected to the right person to accomplish the dream, amen. Somebody ought to shout right there, because I just said something else, hallelujah. Now, you're going to find out there are going to be times when you're going to have difficulties and you're going to have to work with some difficult persons. Hallelujah. But sometimes it takes that, even that sometimes, for you to accomplish, because if you can't be criticized constructively, hallelujah, that person may not really mean you any harm. Sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. But if they say it with love, hallelujah, do you know that you can overcome any obstacle or anything? Because they want to make sure that you get the right type of recognition, or if you would, the right type of blessing that God truly, truly has for you. And it takes sometimes a difficult person. Because you know why? Really, it's the person is not so much criticizing you. It's sometimes a spirit that's operating inside of the other individual that they may or may not know that they have. But other persons can discern, or they can pick the spirit up. And you don't know at this time, you don't know what an individual may have gone through, hallelujah, or for that matter may have just encountered something. And then when they got to you, they just so happened to take it out on you and just didn't think anything of it without apologizing or without, you know, just, but you got to pray for people. Hallelujah. I do try to give people the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes a person could be hurting you and you don't even realize it, and vice versa. You could be hurting people and don't realize it as well. So you want to make sure that you are sending out the same thing that you want others to receive from you. Hallelujah. Because if it wasn't for God himself, he said we have to forgive one another. We have to love one another even as he has loved us. So we got to pray for one another. And the Bible says that the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you might not want to hear that, but that's the way that it is. And, you know, sometimes we can be our worst enemy, our own worst enemy. Now, we want to criticize everybody else, but they act like, sometimes some people act like they don't have no faults at all. Come on, I just said something else. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody arrived. Hallelujah. So you got to be mindful of how you say and what you say and how you treat your brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Because don't worry, that God, there's a day that's going to come when the same thing that was sent out is going to be returned. Hallelujah. Nobody don't want to go through nothing unnecessarily. Hallelujah. I think I just said something else. I hope that just helps somebody. Hallelujah. So we just do give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I want to thank you again for tuning in on the line, hallelujah, to Coffee with Us with Perfect Anointing. I am the host, hallelujah, Ava Coleman. And you guys can also contact us at 646-716-9807. We come on Wednesdays now and Saturdays. On Wednesday, we have a 15-minute broadcast, hallelujah, that comes on, hallelujah. And on Saturdays, we're going to be doing it for 11:30. And I like the 11:30 because there's no phone calls, basically. And, you know, people tend to try to reach you during the time when you're on the radio in the afternoon hours. And sometimes people try to call you in the afternoon hours when it's late. Hallelujah. They don't want you to disturb them, or they always have something to do with at the time when they're doing something, but they want to disturb your time. So let's be a little bit respectful towards other person's times, you know, and the things that other persons have to get done. So we do give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, and that really doesn't matter what the situation may be, because if you can call a person that late at night, you can wait till the next morning. Come on, somebody. I think I just said something else. Hallelujah. You don't want nothing to interfere with the work that you're doing. So we do honor and we give God the praise. And I want to thank God for my husband, Brother Anthony, Pastor Anthony Coleman, who has been such a dear and such a support, hallelujah, to myself, as well as to our ministry. He's so dedicated to it and to his music. He's what they call a man, a jack of all trades when it comes down to the music. He's been studying. He's been going to school. He's been teaching himself Spanish. And he does just a little bit of everything. So, you know, sometimes they have to be lifted up. Now, sometimes we tend to sometimes work on our spouse's nerves as well, too, ladies. Come on, somebody. I think I just said something else. So we want to give them the same respect that we want. Amen. Sometimes they get on our nerves. Hello, yes, let's keep it real. And sometimes we work on theirs. Hallelujah. But there has to be a breach where somebody has to have an understanding. Hallelujah. Where one person might come and say, well, I'm sorry. Or, you know, it's okay to say you're sorry. If you know whether you felt that you've done something wrong or if you felt like you know, the best thing to do is if you want to stay married, you're going to have to come to some kind of agreement. Hallelujah. So I want to speak to marriages tonight. I just want to lift them up to you, oh God, right now, whatever married couples may be going through. Some of them might be going through the process of a divorce. But, oh God, we know that you don't even want divorce. But, Father, there are times when people have to get a divorce, hallelujah, just for protection and, you know, when they realize that it's just not working. But, you know, I know that you're a miracle worker, Lord. So I just want to lift up marriages all over the land to you. I want to lift up this nation to you, our leaders, and I want to lift up church leaders to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We want to lift up the children. We want to lift up the whole ministry to you, Lord God, because we know that the enemy has been attacking the ministry. He has been attacking the church. He has been attacking the finances. He has been attacking even paying tithes. Hallelujah. Even paying your tithes, you're going to still find that you're going to still come up short somewhere. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But think it not strange if though some fiery dart came to try your faith, but knowing that the trying of your faith does work patience. So the Bible says to let patience have her perfect work. Hallelujah. That's right. You're going to fall short. You're still going to fall short. Hallelujah. But at the same token, you still got to keep paying tithes. Hallelujah. You still got to, if you miss tithes 1 week, come back and make a vow to pay it another week or pay it the following week. Or the Bible speaks about paying 15% the second week. Hallelujah. So let's keep our vows to God. Hallelujah. Because he's watching and the word of God declares, bring ye first. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God, in Malachi 3:8. Bring ye the tithe into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. Hallelujah. Prove me now, herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there may not be room enough for you to receive this truth. Hallelujah. Now, let me say something else right here. There are times when we're expecting blessings. Hallelujah. And there are times when the blessing may pass over you, and it may go to your children. Come on, somebody. Oh, I think I just said something else right there. And it may pass your children and go to your grandchildren. So either way, we win. Hallelujah. Because God has a way of turning that thing, or he has a way of making those needs meet. Come on, somebody. He knows how to go around that circle. He knows how to go around the bush. Hallelujah. He knows how to meet the needs. Hallelujah. That's all I do is stay prayerful. Hallelujah. I don't doubt God at all because he's God, not me. Come on, somebody. Y'all gonna make me preach on this radio. But he is God. And the devil can do anything, whatever he wants, how he wants, when he wants, who he wants to do it through. He still cannot make me doubt God. And I know he can't make you doubt God. Hallelujah. So I want you to be encouraged, somebody, tonight. Oh, glory be to God. I want you to be encouraged that he is still in the miracle working business. He's still in the blessing business. Hallelujah. And yes, he still has a blessing with your very name on it. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. I said it's coffee with us. And when I speak about coffee, I'm not talking about black coffee. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about a mixture of the word. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about the word of God. Hallelujah. I am talking about ministry. I'm talking about a great God who we serve that's ready, willing, and able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Glory be to God. Somebody got to know what I'm talking about. I said, coffee with us. Tune in. Glory be to God. To our broadcast every Wednesday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 11:30 p.m. And every Saturday and Wednesday that we're in town, we want you to tune into this broadcast. Hallelujah. You can contact us at 646-716-9807. I honor and praise, amen, for those who are listening. Hallelujah. Those who have tuned in, I want you to remember God loves you and we love you too.